Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Nick Frazier, Dr. Crane, behind the glass. Brian Callahan spoke to the media yesterday, the fine head coach of the Tennessee Titans. And before we get into that, I do have to tell a quick story. So Joe and I, you know, have kind of decided, like, hey, if it works with the schedule, we're going to try and go over there more and hear what they have to say. I went over on Monday, listened to Chad Brinker, Mike Borgonzi. They put the release out that Callahan and some of the players are going to speak on Thursday. So I'm like, cool. And I said, all right, I'll head over there. And Joe's like, yeah, me too. That'll be great. So I pull into the parking lot around noon, chilling, eating my Chick-fil-A, listening to DVD. They got a good topic going. I'm like, all right, I'm here early. So I'll just kill a little time. Again, 1 o'clock was what I was thinking in my head. You were thinking the same thing.
100%.
Just kind of hanging out, do-to-do-to-do. And then I look, I'm like, oh, yeah, there's News 2. They're here. They're here early, too. So finally at like 12:30, a rainstorm had moved by. Ricky had driven by. Like, I mean, everything was fine. I was like, you know what? I'll go in. I got to use the restroom. So I'll go ahead and go in. So I go in and like get up to the floor where the media room is and everything, and like, yeah, nobody's here. Oh, where everybody is, I guess I'm early. Okay, and go to the bathroom, just kind of do-to-do-to-do. And then I notice that, because they do the press conferences in their TV studio, and I'm like, the on-air light's on. Well, that's weird. Wonder what they're doing before the press conference. Then I walk into the media room, and that's when I had my uh-oh moment. I see everybody's laptop and backpack. And I'm like, huh. So I pull my phone up again and I look at the email, and son of a gun, the thing started at noon.
Then you text me.
I saw May 1.
Right.
And my brain said 1 o'clock.
I'm a block away. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
So the moral of the story is, you know, just read a little closer. So Joe and I were gonna go to the press conference, but yeah, so that happened. But, I think we've all been in those moments before, but I was like, you got to be kidding me.
And traffic was awful yesterday, too, as well, to get
yes.
over there.
Oh, it was, and getting back and everything. But
so what was the big takeaway?
I mean, I don't know if there was really a big takeaway. I mean, this is kind of what I wanted to get into. This is the Will Levis conversation, how he fits into all of this. This was Brian Callahan yesterday, if he's talked to Will since the draft.
Have you talked with Will since the draft, and are you concerned at all about any awkwardness in the room?
No. I think, my conversation with Will when he left was the same, and we came back was the same. There was no, you don't have to make any, you know, crazy conversations. And I think Will's done a really good job of focusing on what he can improve at. And I'm excited to see what that looks like for him, the work he's put in. You know, that's, Will's always worked. There's nothing about that. It's always been something he's done. And I think he had a very clear path and what he wanted to accomplish this offseason. And he just spent the time worrying about him. And at the quarterback position in general, that's all you can control. You know, you don't control whether receivers get open. You don't control whether linemen make their blocks, you know. And I think for him, just narrowing his focus on what he can get better at. And I think he's done a good job of that. And I think competition is good for everybody. Competition is good. For young players, it's good for veteran players. It keeps their edge. So having guys that can play and compete, I think, is a good thing for our football team. It's going to make us better from top to bottom. It'll make those individuals better, too, just because they're going to have to come in and perform. And there's always somebody else that's there that could possibly perform better. And I think that's how you get the best out of each position group and ultimately your team.
All right. So that was a very long roundabout answer. I still don't know. Have they talked? I mean, I'm not trying to put words in Brian Callahan's mouth, but I'm just going to tell you how that sounded to me is essentially like, yeah, I don't really care what he thinks. Like, I mean,
yes.
Like that's kind of what it sounds like of, I have felt, you know how we used to be able to tell with Vrabel when he was out on a player?
Yeah.
Oh, like
yeah.
It was pretty obvious. Yeah. I kind of get that sense from Callahan. He's been out on Levis. He was hired to, hey, see what you got with this guy. We didn't pick him, so whatever. And then he figured it out pretty quickly, like, hey, this ain't the guy, and they've moved on.
You're not the guy, pal. dilemma question for you.
Okay.
They love Cam Ward.
Yep.
He's really good, yep, according to them. What if Will Levis beats him out? Now, is that a good thing? Because they're lavishing all this praise on Cam Ward, or is that a bad thing if Will Levis beats out Cam Ward?
So,
because I'm 50-50 on that.
I want to play another clip.
Okay.
And then I'll answer that question. This was Callahan on how he plans to divide up the reps with quarterbacks at OTAs, and then there's a follow-up.
Specifically with that position, how do you plan to divide or handle reps during OTAs, during minicamp, and is there going to be a first-team guy at quarterback? Or?
Yeah, well, they'll have plenty of opportunities. How those reps get shaken out will sort of be determined by how they perform when given opportunities. That part of it's been thought out. We have a plan in place, and what that looks like is going to ultimately be sort of up to them, you know, and how their performance goes when there's time to perform. So feel good about the process and the plan in place, and there's going to be plenty of reps for those guys to compete and get better and improve and be ready to play in September. So, you know, starting off early on here is you know, baby steps to some degree.
Those guys, which guys are you referring to?
All the quarterbacks. Yeah, they're all going to have opportunities to compete. And again, there's three quarterback jobs on most teams, sometimes four, and we're going to let them compete for all those.
Okay, so, I mean, is he telling us they're going to carry three quarterbacks this year, which they probably should. But anyway, what I take away from that is there's a plan. We're not going to tell you what the plan is. We know what the plan is. And I think what the plan is Will Levis is not going to be on the team by the time they get to training camp. They're not going to say that. They can't say that. They won't say that. I know that Borgonzi was asked straight up if there was any intent to move him during the draft, and he said no. But again, I think that ultimately that's going to be what happens. That, you know, and I heard Robbie and Joe say maybe he starts training camp here, but by the end of it, he's gone. I just don't see a scenario, because to your point, and we've talked about this, what if he outperforms Cam Ward in training camp?
Right.
They're not going to give him the job, but how does that look?
Is that an indictment on them, or is that like good job, Will?
No, it's an indictment on they took a quarterback number one overall in the draft, and they like, in their mind and in the NFL, in everybody's mind, well, you got to play him.
But there's not a chance Will Levis is a starting quarterback.
I don't think so. If there, I mean, look, this.
Oh, we saw the nightmare. Like, I don't want to go through it again.
And I'm sure he's going to come back and look better. And like, I guarantee you that if he's on the roster in training camp, the first couple weeks, he's going to look like Marino. I'm just telling you that right now. Like, that's what's going to happen. He's going to look like a freaking Hall of Famer, just because that's what always happens. And Ward's going to look like a rookie, and everybody's going to freak out and be like, oh, Levis is playing better. You got to start Levis. What are we going to do? Oh my God. And then,
good Lord, you all right?
And then, but you know, that's going to happen. And that's going to be the reaction to every person in this town.
So you think it's best that camp starts and Will Levis is nowhere to be found?
Yes.
Okay.
Because if your plan is to go with Ward and make Ward the guy, you unretired Warren Moon's number to give to him, and you're going to tell me you're going to sit him on the bench, even though I would sign up for that. But all the things you have done have basically said, he's our guy day one.
Oh,
don't give me this BS of there's competition between four guys. We know good and well Tim Boyle, friend of the show, has no chance in hell of being the starting quarterback for this team.
How dare you? How dare you say he can't start? I don't
You just had to do that, didn't you? You had to be a contrarian.
When did Malik Willis get traded?
It was during camp, I'm pretty sure.
And
End of camp. I think it was after camp, wasn't it? Yeah, it was the end of camp.
Are we headed to a Billy Volek, Jeff Fisher situation here?
I hope
we're gonna find Will at the airport.
That did not sit well with me.
I tell you what happened is that Fisher lied to me. Well, how did he lie? He just lied to me. Well, how did he lie to you, Billy? He just lied to me.
Yeah, he had no.
We all caught him at the airport. I was like, "This is fantastic," and that's when Kerry Collins walks in the bubble, like the day earlier, and there it was.
Did you change a texter's name to James Hetfield?
I did not. James, big fan of the show.
Somebody did.
James is a James. I mean, look, what James got to do today? Right, he had a concert last night.
Hanging out.
Nothing to do. I just think you make a very good point that he needs to be gone by the time training camp starts.
It
just has to.
It'd be better for Will. It'll be better for the Titans.
Because that's the question everybody's going to be asking.
Call Jacksonville. Call Pittsburgh. I mean, look, Pittsburgh doesn't have a damn quarterback right now. So call Pittsburgh. Call Art.
Why don't you go to the CFL?
I think Will's good enough to be a backup in the National Football League.
There you get to play.
Well, okay. But, I mean, that's not a likely scenario. Call Cleveland. They want a six quarterback. Why not?
Speaking of a Cleveland quarterback, something just came out about Shedeur Sanders, which has me laughing, and I might have you laugh. I read it to you.
Okay. We'll do that. Plus, I want to hear from the people on this.
Yeah, like if you're let them go.
If there's a competition. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. It is Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel on this Friday, 1025, 1063, the game.
We all didn't expect this, of course, but I feel like with God, anything possible, everything possible. I don't feel like this happened, you know, for no reason. All this is of course, fuel to the fire. And under no circumstance, we all know this shouldn't happen. But we understand we're on the bigger and better things. Tomorrow's the day. We're going to be happy regardless. Legendary.
I guess that was Shedeur Sanders. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday. And I'll let you get to that before we continue the Will Levis stuff.
No, go ahead. I just read came out about the Giants. He had a meeting with the Giants. They sent him the playbooks and go over questions. He don't study the playbook. Shows up at the Giants pre-draft meeting, according to this report, and is questioning their leadership and what they could do for him. It's just these stories are starting more and more to come out. And so the opportunity to play quarterback is not a right. I mean, it's not a privilege. It's a right. It's not a right. It's a privilege. So quarterbacks look at it that way. And that's the same way we talk about Will Levis. I mean, that's guys are fighting for their job. And who would you rather have, Will Levis or Shedeur Sanders?
You just took the words right out of my mouth. I was literally about to say, I can't believe this is an easy answer for me. But if I went to you and I said, I'm going to give you the 33rd NFL franchise, but your quarterback is either Will Levis or Shedeur Sanders, without question, it would be Will Levis.
100%.
Like, I wouldn't even think twice about it.
Yep.
You know, because here's the thing. Will works his butt off. He's a good guy. He just makes dumb decisions on the football field.
I agree. And that's why I think we were disappointed. It's like, here's all this
I wanted him to work.
Got. Absolutely. We saw him in Miami just take the team down the field and win in overtime. Yeah, he made a dumb mistake in that game, but he also led the team to victory. And we're like, that's who we need to see here. And we didn't get to see that here. And that's the problem. I think we're all disappointed that the fact we know there's some talent there, but it did not come out when it needed to during these games.
Interesting text here, 3337. Everyone says to let the quarterback sit for a year and develop him just as long as it's not behind Will Levis. And Levis knows the offense. This is the first time he's ever played in back-to-back offenses. I think that is an interesting text. And, I mean, to answer your question, yeah. I think if Ward could sit and develop for a year, that would be great. But, no, I would not want it to be behind Will Levis because – Will Levis isn't Alex Smith. If you're going to use the Chiefs comparison, Mahomes sat for a year because they had Alex Smith, and they were a good team. They weren't a rebuilding team. They were a good team with an established veteran quarterback.
Yeah.
Will Levis is not an established veteran quarterback. He's going into year three. He's struggled. So it's a different situation. But I like the text. I mean, because the truth is, yeah, I would love for him. Like if they came out tomorrow and said Brandon Allen is our starter, Cam Ward's going to sit for a year, I know you all would freak out, but yeah. I would sit here and go, okay, I'm cool with it. No. I get it because guess what? That's a plan.
Not at all. That's the number one pick in the draft.
That's fine.
I want to see him.
That's
start.
Fine. That's you can feel that way.
Yep.
But I would they're not going to do that. There's no chance in hell. You don't unretire Warren Moon's number.
Good.
And do all the stuff that they've done. But if they did that, I'd be like, okay, I'm fine with it.
Because
I see why they're doing it.
Yeah.
But you're right. Those days are completely done. Wes in Clarksville says, why are they still holding on to him? Let him go now and give him a chance to find another job.
What if nobody wants him?
I mean, who knows? Chip from Mount Juliet. The bad thing is there are practice and training camp players that excel there only. A false narrative when the real game starts. We all saw that with Levis.
Do you want me to go through the list of guys I saw in training camp that never did anything on the football field?
Dude, if we could field a whole all-pro right. team of training camp darlings, you know, that 8-3, or Devin Dixon says, Cody Rhodes is the American nightmare. Will Levis is the Tennessee nightmare. There you go. Hair Metal Henry says, the quarterback competition is about as real as me beating out Scotty Scheffler for a Ryder Cup spot. I think you could take Scheffler.
No doubt.
Nevada Josh, Moon's number sitting on the bench. Ouch, what a way to start the new era.
Ugh.
Also, how do they expect fans to buy a war jersey if there's a chance that he could be sitting on the bench? Kind of a hard sell jerseys when they're bench players. He's not sitting on the bench.
He's not. Also, if he sits on the bench and they're like, we're not going to play him this year at all, and your team is 1-8, they're going to call for your head. They're going to call for your head. We're not going to play him. It's not going to happen. He's going to play immediately. And good, he should.
Shador doesn't work or isn't a good guy. Y'all sound crazy. Shador had a better college career and is clearly a better decision maker. What can Will Levis do better than Shador? Then explain this to me. Why the hell did he drop to the fifth round?
Fifth round, yeah.
He got taken in the fifth freaking round. Like, I'm tired of people with this narrative sitting here going that he's like this, you know, this great quarterback talent. He is. He's talented. But the problem is he was a freaking bleephead going into all the interviews, thought his stuff didn't stink, and listened to Daddy the whole time, and Daddy got in the way and kept telling everybody how great his son was and wouldn't shut the bleep up, and he dropped to the fifth round.
Right.
Like, just stop. You know why. Like, I'm tired of this. You know, it's and I hope – that he learned from it. I hope that he's humbled, and I hope that he proves himself. And I would love for Shador Sanders to become an all-pro great quarterback, but he did it to himself.
Yep. There's no collusion when everybody knows you're an idiot.
Exactly.
So I don't have you to tell me to know that he's an
there
idiot.
There are multiple reports coming out, just like the Giants. Read it again, what he did with the Giants.
They gave him the playbook and said, look to the playbook and let's talk a few things about it. Did not open the playbook, went to the camp, the pre-draft meeting, and questioned the team leadership and what they could do for him, according to this report.
Right. He made it all about him. I mean, so, like, don't sit here and act all butthurt and surprised.
And you're going to put your job on the line for somebody who doesn't care about you? No.
Yes.
No, we're not going to do that. Nobody's going to do that. No coach is going to do that.
Jared from Spring Hill said, a fart head. By the way, Joe Rexrode and I had that discussion about replacing the F word with fart, or the S word with fart, and it actually does kind of work. So
good.
I need to do that more.
Same.
But, I mean, it's just like – so, yeah, that's the point. Like, I don't think Levis is a great starting NFL quarterback by any means. I mean, hell, they just drafted his replacement. But I'm saying in the conversation of between those two, I'm taking Levis because I don't think – I mean, the biggest knock on Levis was he grabbed a bag of potato chips.
Right.
In the pre-draft meeting or something. Like, come on.
Let me ask this before we go to the break. If there's no trade partner – by midway through camp or before camp starts, do you cut him? I mean, he's not gonna
probably
be
not
there. probably not.
I mean, should you? Yeah, but will you? Probably not.
This is gonna be going into camp, brother, man.
Oh, for sure. Justin wants to weigh in on Levis real quick. Justin, what's up?
What's up, guys? Really, the thing about Levis is, does he really want to be there? Like, from his perspective, how awkward is it really going to be for him, like, knowing that he's got his replacement sitting there and they're saying all this competition nonsense? Nobody believes that, not even Will. Like, he wants out. Like, there's no reason to keep him around. Just let him go.
Well, I mean, look, I get your point, Justin, but look, I tell people all the time, don't quit until they tell you to get the hell out of there. Go fight for the job.
Yeah, that's true.
Just go fight for it. I mean, I know, Chase knows what's going to happen, but go fight for it anyway. Still be there.
I mean, he probably will, but I just don't see it. We all saw his show. We bought the tickets. We saw the show. It was a dud. I mean, so, you know, he might fight for it, but he still is just going to be a backup at the end of the day.
Yep.
Yep. 100%. Thanks for the call, Justin. Appreciate it. We'll continue this conversation and much more coming up next. Chasing Big Joe here on this Friday, 102.5, 106.3, the game, and also Vandy baseball in action this afternoon against Alabama. Pre-game coverage at 5:45, the first pitch at 6. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and thegamenashville.com. Chasing Big Joe broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Also, this week's Nashville's best deal, Prince's Hot Chicken. Joe's wearing the shirt. The original iconic hot chicken joint. For a limited time, grab half off a $25 gift card at thegamenashville.com/deals. A lot of spirited discussion on our text line about the Will Levis thing and all of that, and including one on Shedeur Sanders as well. But let's see. 3337 says, if you're Callahan and you have to win games, wouldn't you want a real competition? Want the guy who gives you the best chance to win, whoever it is? I don't care who plays, just want the best chance to win on Sunday. That's a fair point. But do you really, in your heart of hearts, think that Will Levis gives you the best chance to win right now? I don't know if Cam Ward does either, but like,
good point.
But like, you've seen what Levis is. I mean, you saw it in game one last year where he just like makes the dumbest play of all time. Now, maybe, you know, to the earlier texter's point, you know, maybe he's learned something. You know, and has better decision making with the second year in the same offense, but I don't know.
No, that's a good point. We don't know till camp starts. And if Will Levis beats him out, what does that mean? Cam not any good, or Will's elevated his game to another level? We don't know. There's going to be a lot of drama for camp, and we love drama.
All right, we got it. 7829. You're hearing your narrative. That's fine. You're hearing what you want to hear. You're not listening to the entire conversation. You're making your narrative and to get your 15 minutes. So here you go. He says, you said a bunch of nothing. That doesn't explain y'all saying y'all would start a team with Levis over Shedeur. It's laughable. Y'all are clueless. With Will Levis was an absolute clown show pre-draft. Stupid questions about marketing to Manning, mayo and coffee, eating banana peels, stupid thirst trap picks. You dudes are lost.
But then – we can be found.
We can be found. The statement was, with all the stuff that Shedeur – here's the deal, though. Levis dropped to the second round, the first pick in the second round, not the fifth. And Will Levis wasn't going to teams saying, what are y'all going to do for me?
Right. Pretty simple.
It's out there. Mm-hmm. It is documented that Shedeur Sanders and his father were doing that. That's my point. You're right. Levis can be an idiot too, especially on the field, making dumb decisions. But between those two, like right now, I'm taking my chances with him. Now, that's a hypothetical question that's never going to come to fruition.
Right.
But like, you're hearing what you want to hear.
I said during the break, you got to put your professional job on the line for a kid that doesn't care. These reports about Sanders doesn't care. You're going to put your coaching job on the line and be fired in a year because this guy cannot come in there and act like a pro? Nobody's going to do it. Nobody's going to do it. And I still think somehow along the way there was a phone call to the Browns to say, can you draft this guy? I'm telling you, that might sound crazy, and that's fine, but there's a reason he went to the Browns. I think somebody called.
I think Jimmy Haslam called. I think Haslam said take him. Haslam had to do with that.
Yep.
Jay from Clarksville, just let the best player play whatever his number is.
That's what we said all along. Just let it go. Have the competition and let it go. If you're going to keep Will Levis on this team, let him compete for the job.
Nevada Josh makes a good point. If you guys are lost, then where is he? Because he's listening to y'all.
Right. Come find us.
Help us. Save us.
But thanks for listening, Lost
Guy.
Yeah, no,
look, I mean, here's the deal. Like, we disagree, 7829. Like, I mean, we're having a spirited discussion. Now, I don't call you a clown or say you're clueless, but, you know, we appreciate it.
Sure.
We appreciate you listening. That's absolutely fine. We can agree to disagree on this, but dude dropped to the fifth round. Like, I mean, that's telling you something. Viking Matt says, what's crazy to me is how Kiper and company reacted to Sanders getting taken in the fifth round. Yeah, well, Kiper reacted that way because Kiper was wrong and looked like an idiot. Right. That was a problem.
I'm not disputing Shador Sanders playing quarterback for Colorado. He made some great throws, got the hell beat out of him games, and stood up there and delivered the ball. It's all what's happening off the field that these teams don't want to deal with. You come into a meeting, and it's like, hey, all right, did you read the playbook? Yeah, y'all ain't any good. And what can you do for me? I mean, just there's no telling what all was said and went down, but these are reports that are all coming out now.
615-737-1025. So, I mean, I think what's – now, I will say this. To have the discussion of Levis and Cam, you know, up until training camp obviously will be nice, but I still stand by at some point during training camp, Levis is going to get moved. Because, I mean, what happens if a quarterback for another team goes down? I mean, you're going to need to add a veteran. Yeah. You know, so it could certainly be possible. Let's go to the phones real quick. Neil has been waiting patiently, has a comment on the Titans. Neil, what's up? Neil. Going once.
Neil.
Going twice. Goodbye. All right. Well,
imagine waiting all that time.
I think sometimes it hangs up, but it doesn't hang him up. And I go to him, and it's just silence.
That's what we got there. Sorry,
the
Neil.
Sounds of silence. Coming up next, we will tell you what day it is. I mean, we've been a little feisty today. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, you know,
ready for Metallica round two. Dr. Crane's going to build a table. I mean, it's going to be.
I'm going to do something today.
Smoke some meats. Oh, what are you going to do?
By the way, I got an update on that.
Oh, yeah?
I did.
How's Skillet?
He got tagged.
What does that mean?
It means he got spray painted and they know which one is mine. Skillet is mine.
Okay.
But you didn't know who it was before?
No, I knew which one it was, but I was told because there are people that are going to pick him up, they had to figure out which hog it was.
And so hang on. Is it almost time?
Oh, June's right around the corner, baby.
So he's got about a month to get his affairs in order.
He sure does.
Can we have a question of the day, like right before this happens? Like what's Skillet's, like, you know, last will of testament? Oh,
so his will actually is me going out there and trying to figure out what cuts of meat need to be put a certain way.
Do you talk to him about this?
I mean, I just look at him like, hey, here's the leftover food from last week.
Okay.
And he eats it and he loves it.
Real quick, who's coming to pick him up?
Somebody out that my uncle knows. I don't know if I'll be there for it, but I know the people that will be doing the processing.
Oh, okay.
So it's the people that are processing.
All right, so now I'm fascinated by this. So when they go to pick him up, do they do the deed then? Or
not on property, no.
Okay.
At their facility, yes.
How do they do that?
That's a great question, Chase.
Do they just...
There's a called a dressing weight. So basically, once a little graphic, once the blood is drained from the body, that is the weight that you will be paid for.
Yeah.
And so after that, that's where I'll make the payments.
But I mean, here's like my question. And again, this is a heavy subject here,
right?
With a pig. For those of you that don't know, Dr. Crane has a pig named Skillet.
Hog. Asian hog.
That he plans to have slaughtered and eat. You know, so... A lot of different things there. But, I mean, like, do they take him out back like Old Yeller? Like, do they give him a shot and he just falls asleep? Like, I'm curious by this.
So the euthanization process, I don't know if that is the right term to use, because if that would get injected into the bloodstream that gets into the meat, I don't know. That's too much into the brain. I don't know the full logistics of this. I'll ask. How about
I don't
that?
Think if you give them medicine, I don't think you're allowed to eat the
correct.
Pig, right?
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. So, I mean, you don't want to do that. So,
have you, like, gotten down and wrestled with him and played with him and tickled him?
No, Joe.
Nothing? A pig's love their
you know
belly.
What's you know what's going to happen, right? Like, this is going to be like when Homer got the lobster and got attached to him and then didn't want to eat him and then ultimately puts him in the bathtub and boils him.
Dr. Crane knows.
I think Dr. Crane is trying not to fall attached to the Skillet.
No,
but
I'm,
I think
I'm
I mean
very
you
attached
na-
to the
you named him
all this. Yeah, I know.
You don't name what you're going to eat, dude.
Yes, I absolutely, because Skillet is going on Skillet.
So real quick, you are quick to correct us when we say pig, but it's a hog.
It's a hog.
What happened? I thought he was a pig.
No, once you get to a certain weight, all that changes. That's from what my uncle told me. Because if the hog turns into a boar, which is possible, after a certain amount of weight, I think like 900 pounds to almost 1,000, because the tusks start to grow out from the mouth. That's what happened to Hank, and Hank got goodbye.
There was Hank?
Yeah, Hank. I'll show you a picture of Hank.
Once they grow tusks, you can't eat them?
Well, the meat, it turns gamey. It starts to taste real bad. You don't want to eat that. There's too much testosterone in the body.
Okay, so there's a difference between pig, hog, and boar.
I believe so, yes.
Thank you. Okay. All right, then. Thank you, Marlon Perkins.
8970 says you shoot a hog in the head to kill it. Okay, good to know. There you go. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is. We have covered a lot of ground today. And celebrity birthdays. Chasing Big Joe on this Friday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe on this Friday, breaking news out of the NBA. Shams from ESPN, Chirina, reporting that Greg Popovich will no longer be the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. He will transition full-time to team president, sources told ESPN. The iconic Popovich is a basketball Hall of Famer, the NBA's all-time winningest coach, and led the Spurs to 5 championships. Of course, he missed this year, had a stroke. It looks like Pop is calling it a coaching career. Not too surprised by this, but certainly is, you know, one of the greatest coaches of all time.
One of the most underrated coaches in any sport ever.
Yeah.
Oh, ever.
Yeah.
Ever. You said, I thought he won 3, went 5 titles. That's amazing. And so, yeah, good for him, man. You did it your way.
Congrats to Pop, and hopefully his health is good and everything's getting better. With that, let's get to what day is it in celebrity birthdays. It is brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Above and beyond industry standards. Visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
All right, gentlemen. First of all, we have Baby Day, so shout out to the babies out there. Enjoy life. Brother and Sister Day is today. International Sauvignon Blanc Day, you know, if you like a nice wine.
Yeah.
International Scurvy Awareness Day.
Oh, to all your pirate friends.
Arg. Guard. International Space Day.
Guard.
International Tuba Day. So if you played tuba back in high school, you're not a nerd. You're a good guy or a girl, whatever. National Fire
Thank you,
Day. Dr. Crane. National Life Insurance Day. National Play Your Ukulele Day. I don't know. If you play guitar, can you play ukulele too?
No, it's a different tuning.
Okay.
I mean, you kind of, but it's a different tuning.
Gotcha. All right. Next is National Truffle Day. Looks delicious. National No Pants Day.
Every day.
Recommend putting pants on.
Yeah.
Team No Pants.
Unless you're Winnie the Pooh. How does he get away with it?
Exactly. Public indecency.
Yeah, right.
Come on now. Next, we have School Lunch Hero Day, so shout out to those, the lunch ladies. Take a Baby to Lunch Day, and wrap it up, World Tuna Day.
All right, there you go.
Thank you. All right, time for America's favorite segment, Celebrity Birthdays. You got to get these within 2 years. Our first celebrity birthday, actress Christine Baranski. She's been in 1,000 things, the last being The Good Wife. Christine Baranski.
58.
50.
73. Oh, now, McGavick Man, he's a wrestler, he's an actor, he's a billionaire, but we know him best as a guy that went to McGavick. The Rock, how old's The Rock today?
Dwayne is 52.
56.
53. Chaser knows his Raiders. Good job, buddy. On down the list here, David Beckham. How old's David Beckham today?
53.
44.
50. Come on, y'all. Should have got that one right. On down the list some more. Oh, Ellie Kemper from The Office, the secretary, took over for Pam. How old is she today?
44.
46.
45. You guys are the push on that one. All right, let's get some good ones now. Singer Engelbert Humperdinck, After the Lovin'.
82.
80.
89. Country singer R.C. Bannon.
72.
65.
80. Singer Lou Gramm of Foreigner.
74.
70.
Gosh, he's 75. Chaser up 2-0. God, that makes me really old. Country singer Ty Herndon.
64.
63. Chaser knows his country singers.
I do know.
TV commentator Micah Brzezinski. She was on Morning Joe. I think she's married to him and they're dating or something.
I think you're right, actually. 43.
50.
58. Actress Jenna Van Oy from Blossom.
41.
48.
48, exactly. 4-2, Chaser. Actor Kumail Nanjiani from Kumail and the guy that goes to White Castle.
You mean Kumar?
Is that Kumar?
Yeah.
Kumar Rocker?
I mean, it's
this is Kumail.
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
This is not him. This is somebody else. And Kumail, he was in The Big Sick. He's in Silicon Valley.
47.
42.
Chaser nailing it. 47 exactly. Even when I mess up, Chaser's still there. Princess Charlotte of Wales.
72 61.
She's 10. A good job. That, on that
okay.
One.
That's is that William and
yeah, I guess.
Brad, I don't get into that stuff, okay? I don't care.
Brad Richards.
The hockey player?
Yes.
47.
46.
45. It's now 6-3. Kyle Busch.
39.
37. 40. Chaser for that. We got one more left for our birthday. Pat McAfee, who, by the way, has me blocked on Twitter. Pat McAfee.
He will be wrestling the Ring General Gunther coming up at Backlash in a few weeks, next weekend. Pat McAfee is 38.
40.
What a week for Chase McCabe. 38 exactly. Chase your wit goes out 9-3. Well done, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well done.
Thanks for playing along with us, having some fun. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Watch the weather as well, and we'll be back with you on Monday. DVD coming up next.
Hey, say hi to Chase if you see Metallica tomorrow night. That's not fair. Talk to him. We go out there and see tomorrow
night. Get through my security.
Ask for an autograph.
Yeah, do something, man. Have him buy you a beer. Hey, listen to our guys out there. The weekend is here. You've done great. Our world is a better place because you are here. Please know that and know that we love you. If you're going through anything on your cell phone, you can call or text 988. Somebody's always there to talk to you. Before you do anything, please talk to somebody. Know that we love you. And more importantly than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming up next. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.